Good morning, I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Steve Butz, a longtime friend of mine and the co-founder of Social Solutions, which is an innovative software company that helps nonprofits measure programmatic outcomes and financial outcomes. It's probably the leader in its field. Welcome, Steve. Welcome to the show. I'm looking forward to talking to you.
Thanks, David. Great to be here.
Could you talk a little bit about where Social Solutions has come over the years and where this whole confluence of data and not-for-profits is leading?
Sure. The company started in 2000, and it really was born out of a desire by myself to actually understand, in the role of a social worker, what was leading to success and what wasn't. And we actually spent time working with organizations to build systems to help them become, understand the programs they were running better, and actually understand the outcomes that were being generated by those programs. And eventually we settled on the name of Efforts to Outcomes, ETO software. And what we have seen over time is that more and more foundations, government organizations, people who are interested in the not-for-profit sector are more and more looking for outcomes from that sector.
Steve, maybe talk a little bit about how you see big data and predictive analytics affecting the social sector and outcomes in the social sector.
So one of the things that I believe is going to happen is more and more organizations track their outcomes and actually understand where they're effective, which populations they serve most effectively, which programs are having which kinds of results. Is they're going to be able to begin to understand what the services mix, the recipe, the actual services that went into producing that outcome through data. And so as you collect more and more data about your successes, the number of kids in a program, given program, who actually achieved a GED, the number of people in a reentry program that stayed out of jail, as you collect this data, the more data you get, the more you're going to be able to understand, okay, what kinds of services did it take to actually get this person and this kind of person to this outcome. I also think another trend is going to be driving the success down to the staff level. There are social service programs that are effective that produce outcomes. There are staff inside of those social service programs that are the ones that have caseloads. To say all staff are equally effective would be not correct. Predictive analytics, big data, the more data you have, the more you can understand which staff are actually effective, the more you can look what to replicate, what to hire for in your next set of staff, et cetera. Not unlike in business, a sales force, where you're constantly assessing the effectiveness of the people who are selling a product or a piece of or a service or something like that. I see that being a very good trend for the field. I'm sure that scares people very much, but the fact of the matter is, social service is no less important than business, and understanding which people are good at social service and highlighting them and making sure that they're the ones that are receiving the raises and supervising the next round of people, this is a very important thing for the field to go through.
Steve, thank you for joining me. This has been a really interesting discussion and one that I'm looking forward to working with you on for a long, long time.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
For more of this interview, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.